Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Final hour of the week, Woodsy. I can't believe we're here already. We're through the Ben Reeds Raps portion, even though it's Thursday. Got our four-day weekend coming up. Did you tell me that was a submission, this week's Ben Reeds Raps?
Yeah,
from
that was
a listener somewhere.
A listener sent in, went to, this is great, they went to the FM 90, or the what the hell's our station? 97.3 The Fan. Good God.
We definitely need a long weekend,
I still do that all the time. They went to our website, and they sent the contact us thing. Now, usually when I see an email from our boss, Adam, that says, hey, it's a submission from contact us, it's usually Woods is the worst, I hate his foul language,
Talk enough sports.
It's always something garbagey about me, and I'm like, oh, God. So I open it, and it's a request for Ben Reed's Rap, so I thought that was pretty cool.
Yeah. And that one worked out, I thought, pretty well.
Just tweet him in, though, because it really makes me nervous when we get the contact list. Just, please, I'm begging you.
Not everyone has social media. You even said yourself that you were thinking of deleting your Twitter app this
weekend. Just for the weekend. I just need to shut the mother down for a few days.
Well, and right, there's so many different audiences for different social media platforms. So, if Adam were to say, hey, somebody Facebook messaged 97.3 The Fan you guys,
great.
I'd be like, nope.
I'm sorry. It's always about me. Never about Ben. Always about me.
Coming up, we've got our Flubs of the Week to wrap up the week, as we always do, since we're getting out on a Thursday. Also, hopefully, talking a little Padres and the impact, the shortened season, why this could all be advantageous. If it plays out that they get baseball back, it could be a boon to the Padres competitively, Woods.
I got to tell you right now, man, shortened season or not, this needs to be a playoff team. It does.
Fangraphs, we'll get to it, but Fangraphs is very optimistic. Very optimistic.
So am I.
About the Padres' chances.
I think we should be. We absolutely should be.
All right. Speaking of the Padres, though, got a special guest joining us right now on our SDCCU fan hotline. I think I could go so far as to call her a friend of the program.
Yes.
At least I hope she is. We talked to her husband not that long ago, but now we welcome Ashley Yates to Ben and Woods again. Ashley, it is so great to hear from you. How are you doing?
I'm good. How are you guys doing?
Doing great. Thinking about you guys, we had Kirby on, like I said, a couple of weeks ago, and we asked him, hey, you ready to get back? And he said, yeah, I'm ready to get back. And then I said, well, the most important question is the missus ready for you to be gone? So he had his idea. I wonder if yours matches up with his. Are you ready for him to get back to playing baseball?
Yes, please. Oh my goodness, I need him out of the house immediately. Like, in Arizona we still have golf, and I'm so grateful they never closed golf, because if he doesn't leave, I'm just he drives me
what
insane.
Does he do around the house that makes you insane?
You know what, he actually does a lot. He's actually a very good husband and dad. He cooks and does everything. He's just annoying. He's just, you know, just that energy. I'm like, ugh. I'm so used to being alone and having to do things myself. So you kind of get into that routine on your own during baseball. So it's weird to be around him all the time.
Okay, you get totally along with my wife because I'm working at home during the pandemic and I'm not not doing anything particularly. I'm being helpful. I'll do dishes, you know, take care of dog, feed the dogs.
It's
the
just your presence.
Need food. I will make that. I'm working. But it's just my presence tends to... set her on edge.
It's the breathing. So, it's the,
she
breathing.
Goes on these like 12-mile walks just to get away from me. I try not to take it personally,
true.
Ashley.
I know. I think my husband feels the same. All of a sudden, I'm like working out all the time. He's like, why are you working out? I'm like, I just need to get away from you. So
it's incredible. Well, one thing that, that you've done as kind of a creative outlet, and how long have you guys been doing your podcast, which, by the way, is phenomenal. My wife, Hannah, loves it as well.
Thank you.
It's the F-Bomb Moms. Now, my partner, a little bit more delicate sensibilities than me. I say let it flow, fire away. But you guys started this F-Bomb Moms. Who are you doing it with, and how long have you guys been doing it?
We started in January of 2020, so we're pretty new still. And it's with two of my girlfriends from high school, actually, Janie and Chrissy. They're both moms as well, and ironically, we kind of just met for brunch and decided we were going to do this. We weren't really actively friends or even talking at the time. We kind of just jumped into this whole thing together and definitely letting it flow. We don't hold back. So,
no, not at all.
Give me a sense of, like, what topics do you cover? What discussions do you tend to have on the podcast?
Well, we tend to focus on motherhood, but it somehow always turns into sex or relationships and why we don't like our husbands. So the goal is motherhood, but it kind of encompasses all the things that come along with that.
No, so what does Kirby think about all this? Because it sounds like you are peeling back the curtain on, the husband-wife relationship a little bit.
Yeah, I mean, Kirby's used to it because I already tell him things up front. So I will say that. That's the good thing about a relationship. Kirby is well known in what I like and don't like about what we're doing, because I always tell him before I go on air or before I record anything. So before I say it on there, he's already heard it. So he's never surprised.
Yeah, if I don't know that I'd want to hear, Ben, our wives on a podcast, especially mine.
We should get him on.
Well, yeah. I mean, if you had him on your – it would just – it's awful. It's not good. Nothing I ever do is right or good enough. So, the pandemic is – it's hard for us. But like you said, it's got to be really a lot harder for you guys because you have gotten so accustomed to them being out of the house. I know that, you can't really say much or whatever, but – do you feel like there's going to be baseball this year? Are you guys preparing for baseball to be back in 2020, Ashley?
I actually am pretty optimistic. I think that it's taking longer than any of us want. But I do think that we'll have some type of season. Maybe not a normal season, but there'll be some baseball, in my opinion.
I know I know you and other Padres wives have gotten together in the past. We've had you on. You guys do a whole bunch of great work for charities. Have you kept in contact with some of the other, like, team wives as well during all of this?
Yes. We actually are supposed to have a Zoom happy hour this week. So we definitely still chat and text and check up on each other. So we're a pretty close team, and a lot of us are really good friends outside of baseball. So for us, I think that's the hardest part on the girls' end is we're all missing each other, missing that comfort. So hopefully we'll get to see each other soon.
It is kind of a support system. I mean, I think people look at the life, hey, you're a family, a professional baseball player, athletes make a ton of money, you're living a great life, but they don't really realize the reality of it is that means your husbands are on the road for months out of the year. That means, being a single parent for many, weeks at a time.
Years
for training,
at a time,
they're gone
yeah.
for, months at a time as well. That's a very unique lifestyle that sometimes only maybe some other people in that same situation can understand.
Yeah, it's definitely comparable, I think, to like military lifestyle, obviously without the risk of losing your spouse. So we're very lucky and blessed, but it's nice that we have a great support system with the fans and our team. Seriously, the wives and husbands, they all get along. It's just, I love the Padres because of that. It's just such a comforting and like family-oriented organization.
Well, Ashley, if anyone who's listening is interested in finding the podcast, what's the best way they can do that?
You can follow us on Instagram, the F-Bomb Moms. We're on iTunes, Spotify, all the major platforms. So we're on there. Come listen and, you know, hopefully be prepared for a little naughtiness because it's definitely
not really
clean.
Good. It's really, really good stuff. You guys are great. And keep doing it because it's so relatable to so many out there. Just wanted to get you on and say hello. We think the world of you guys and hope the podcast continues. You know, you tell Kirby, you figure out how to monetize this thing. And, you know, maybe Kirby, he doesn't have to worry about that next contract because the F-Bomb Moms have taken off.
That's what I told him. I mean, my horoscope said that I was the one bringing in the money this year. So we're going to see how that plays out.
Doesn't bode well for baseball fans right now, but it bodes for the F-Bomb Mom podcast. Thank you so much. We'll see you soon.
Okay, bye, guys. Thank you.
Ashley Yates on our SDCCU fan hotline. Vote SDCCU for best credit union in the Union Tribune Readers Poll daily at SDCCU.com/vote. San Diego County Credit Union. It's not big bank banking. It's better. Fun stuff. Fun stuff. Good job, Ashley. And
she's the raddest, man. Go follow them at the F-Bomb Moms on Twitter.
You just saw something on Twitter that was interesting.
This just kind of blew my mind, my friend. I like this question a lot. If you could pick one player from another team and just put them on the Padres, who would it be?
So contract situation.
Yeah, it just doesn't matter.
You don't have to trade for him. You don't have to sign him as a free agent. You just steal him.
There's one caveat. No Mike Trout. Mike Trout is the only one that you cannot just today say, you know what, I want blank on the San Diego Padres. Now, strategically, it makes sense strategically to also think about what the needs are. And then you had another. So give everybody yours. If you could,
have to
pick
account
somebody
for like salary and all that.
Nope,
like,
nothing at all. Hey, you got a chance.
But you're just trying to help the team out as much as possible. What would help out the Padres?
Or even
the
even,
most,
Benny. Even who's your favorite player that's not a Padre? You can put them.
That
on.
Works too.
If you like Juan Soto, or if you like, you know, Nolan Arenado, you can throw. You know, but do they need a third base?
So there's a number of good choices here. But everyone always needs starting pitching. And I feel like you could double dip here. If you can help yourself and also hurt the team that you're trying to catch by stealing it away, I think I'd choose Walker Buehler. Because not only would you add just an unbelievably talented young pitcher, you take him away from your biggest rival that is dominating your division.
So
I think that would have the biggest impact.
So out of every player in Major League Baseball, you would take Walker Buehler?
Yeah. I mean, not saying he's the best player, but for the Padres, pitching, take him away from the Dodgers, have the most crippling effect on them because, as Kershaw's getting older, they're going to rely on Buehler to step more and more up into that ace role. They don't have him. That could be a pretty big blow to the Dodgers.
It's a good pick. It's a double-sided pick, which I like too. But I think if I could take any player in Major League Baseball that's not Mike Trout, it's got to be Yelich.
He's been so good the
last
couple of years.
It's got to be Yelich.
Put him in center?
Put him in center. Yeah. The lefty bat that they need, that lefty power bat.
Sorry, Trent Grisham. We like you. Not Christian Yelich.
Yeah. How excited would you be to see that dude in the new Padres uniform, Christian Yelich? What a steal he's been.
He was, because he wasn't what did the Brewers did they sign him as a free agent?
They traded for him.
It wasn't the whatever it was.
It wasn't a lot.
I remember feeling like, oh, that's kind of a reasonable sounding deal. And then as he's just exploded onto the scene the last couple of years and become the MVP that he is, whatever it was, looks really like a bargain.
Lewis Brinson, Monte Harrison, Isan Diaz, and Jordan Yamamoto. Those are the four guys that were traded from the Brewers to the Marlins for Christian Yelich. Now, out of those guys, obviously I've heard of Lewis Brinson.
Yamamoto, I think they're talking up in Florida as well.
Supposed to be pretty good.
But
throw out a couple other names. I mean, I like Ben's strategy of pulling from the Dodgers.
Yes.
Kind of tough. If you got one shot, you're going to get one guy. It's kind of tough for me to pick somebody that's only going to play once every 5 days.
You want an everyday player.
Mookie Betts or Cody Bellinger probably got to be up there. And then how about this? It's risky. Shohei Ohtani.
Ohtani. Yeah, a buddy just texted me and said Ohtani.
I mean, he could be the best player in the game when at some point in his career. We just don't really know yet because he can't stay healthy.
And he might pitch as well.
Yeah, it's a fascinating because there's so many good players. I mean, you think about Juan Soto. I mean, you can get Juan Soto. Just put him on your team. The guy's unbelievable.
I mean, fun. We've talked a lot about Javi Baez, but the Padres don't really need another left side infielder.
Put him at second base.
Good. That would
boy. Oh, my God. The swaggiest team of all time in history. That infield, good Lord. Hosmer, who's got some swag. I know he needs to play better. I get that, but he's swagged out. Javi at second, Fernando at short, and Manny at third. Dude, come at us. There's no one.
I mean, no teams would be able to see the pitches because just the blinding glare of their bling.
And their aura.
Aura shining from the infield.
Big D energy. Just make it happen, AJ. Make it happen. No, I really love Yelich. I have a – he's such a – like a – he's so – confident, and he's kind of a jerk, so I just think he's so good, though.
Speaking of the Padres, some good points. Dennis Lynn in The Athletic making, if the season gets played under the terms they're currently discussing, 82 games, DH, expanded rosters, how is that going to affect the Padres coming up in 2020? If we do have baseball this summer, we're going to get to that coming up next. It's Bennett Woods on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan. Let's check traffic right now. Here's Kelly Danick. Don't forget, tomorrow you can join 97.3 The Fan, 10 a.m., our virtual game of the week, presented by Wingley Buddha-style chicken at Sinley Foods. Each week, The Fan streaming a simulation of MLB The Show 20 on our Facebook page, 97.3 The Fan. Thanks to Wingley Buddha-style chicken at Sinley Foods, located 4665 El Cajon Boulevard, for bringing baseball back to San Diego. Wingley Buddha-style chicken, Woodsy. It's a lifestyle, not a fad.
How involved in the online game are you going to be tomorrow on your day off?
I might be playing golf. There's a chance at the turn. Maybe I'll check in, see how it's going.
I wish that I played golf because I need to do something that's out of my home that's not Vaughn's. I've been to Vaughn's here and the gas station, and that's a CVS once. That's about it. I want to go play something. I want to go, and I don't want to go for a walk. I don't want to go for a hike. I need to do something with balls and dudes.
Balls and dudes.
Exactly.
That's Woods.
That is
balls
me.
And dudes.
In a nutshell.
You can play golf.
I'm terrible at it. It's not fun for me. Might as well burn my $100.
How much golf is your dad playing right now in Texas?
I don't know. I don't know. I really don't. I mean, they live on a golf course in Texas, so.
Ben, are the courses pretty packed because a lot of people have been itching to get out there, or how is it?
Yeah, they have been. They've been pretty booked, so especially weekends. I mean, a lot more people are going back to work, so, you know, I think weekdays you can still sneak in, but definitely on weekends.
See,
they're
I want to play so bad, but it's been so long. I need nobody behind me for a little while. I need some open space. I need to go out there and be able to just kind of do my thing. I'm not confident I can go out there and just
I need to
play
be
well.
Able to hit four balls off the tee to get one that's playable. I don't know. I'm desperately in need of some competition. I'm like withering away without it.
You'll be fine.
Will I be fine?
Yeah, you know what? We might have baseball back soon.
If we get baseball back soon.
That would help. We're getting unreasonably optimistic, maybe, about what this Padres season could look like. Remember, at spring training, we were very measured. Like, yeah, step forward, but don't know if they're quite at that stage where we can call the Padres a legit playoff contender. Isn't that how we felt back in February when we were in Peoria? Like, I like the thing. I like the direction they're moving, but they might still be a year away. They might still be a piece or two away from being a legit playoff team.
Yeah.
That, you know, they're going to need a lot to go right. All of a sudden, things are starting to shift. And with the possibility of a shortened 82-game season rather than 162 games. Not that that should make a huge difference. You get a little more, you know, randomness, a little more, you know, small
anything
sample
can happen,
size,
yeah.
anything can happen, which people say, oh, that could benefit the Padres. But I was surprised. So I was reading Dennis Lynn's piece in The Athletic. FanGraphs has projected what a season could look like with, you know, 82 games,
yep.
universal designated hitter, expanded rosters. And they calculated the chances of the Padres making the playoffs. I would have said 30%? No. Flip it on its ear. 71%.
Get out of here.
Chance for the Padres to make the playoffs. That's nearly 3 in 4 chance the Padres will be in the postseason. Now, that's an extra team in each league in the postseason as well. So that helps your odds of getting there. Padres would have made the playoffs in an expanded postseason last year at 82 games. 82 and 42 and 40 where they were through 82 games would have been good enough to sneak in the playoffs. So you can kind of point to that and say, well, it's certainly possible. But I was surprised when I saw 71%. That seemed, whoa. Really? Maybe I'm missing something here, Woods. Other teams taking a step back. The National League West just not quite as good as it has been in recent years, and they think the Padres have really stepped up and made themselves that number two team in the division. Maybe they've leapt past the Rockies and the Diamondbacks and the Giants and are clear number two to the Dodgers in the NL West. I don't know that people in baseball would necessarily just hand that to the Padres at this point. That's been what they've been working toward, though, and maybe they are there for this summer.
You know, we were kicking around kind of our expectations going into the season, and you know, it varied. It one day it was, well, listen, man, I mean, when's the last time we had a 500 ball club around here? And my take was always, I think you gotta be better than 500. I don't know at the beginning of the year if you were a playoff team, but I don't know why you couldn't be. Right? I mean, it really depended. There were a lot of factors. Eric Hosmer needed to have a bounce-back year. Will Myers needed to have a bounce-back year. Austin Hedges needs to hit. The young rotation needs to take a step forward. There were so many. Garrett Richards needs to stay healthy. Then that bullpen started to come together. And that bullpen started to get dirtier and dirtier and dirtier. And we're like, okay, now maybe, you know, Garrett Richards doesn't need to go out and throw 100 pitches. Now maybe, you know, Zach Davies can have a bad game. Because you've got this ridiculous bullpen. And now, with a short season, it makes an A-plus bullpen even better.
It's especially intriguing with Will Myers because if he has, in an 82-game season, if he has one of those hot
starts,
35-game stretches that he sometimes has, especially at the
start
of the season.
Build a lead, man.
He's going to end up with some really good numbers, and you're going to win some games.
Yeah.
So, and plus, Padres are well positioned in National League terms for a designated hitter.
Yep.
Whether it's Josh Naylor, you get Myers in there, Tommy Pham we talked about, yep. can DH. They have some options at designated hitter, and they have a deep 40-man roster filled with a bullpen that stretches beyond just the 13 guys you were going to have. You have three or four you'd probably be able to pluck easily.
The taxi squad guys are
taxi
gonna be good
squad
enough.
Guys are going to be better than most teams' taxi squad guys, and you've got those top level prospects who are already knocking at the door. You can expect contributions from Mackenzie Gore, Luis Patino,
Morihone,
maybe Taylor Trammell.
Morihone hurt.
Morihone's always hurt. No, he's not. Morihone was okay.
He's healthy.
He was not having a great spring.
That's right. He was getting. I thought
he was kind of getting lit up a little bit.
He didn't get Tommy John.
No, that's Espinoza.
Espinoza. Another one.
Adrian Anderson. I can see the confusion there.
I think Morihone is hurt. I'm looking it up. Go ahead.
Go ahead and look it up. I don't remember him having a problem. I just remember him struggling.
Padres flagship, everybody.
Thank you. Well, it's been like
it's been a while.
2.5 months. We're
just joking.
A little dying here.
I'm joking.
All right. So. Anyway, it's an optimistic view of what the Padres' summer could look like based on an 82-game season. And I'm here for it. I would love to see the Padres take
so
advantage.
I'm here for it. And if they make the playoffs, yeah, you're right. We should beat our chest. It's been so long. It's been so long. So given what they've been given, they go out and I actually feel like I'll be disappointed if they're not one of the teams in the expanded playoffs.
It'll be a bummer that we can't go to the playoff games, but – you know, one step at a time.
I don't care. I just want to see it.
Woods, we had a chance earlier, did a Zoom call with Barry Zito.
Munoz got TJ, that's right.
Munoz, Andres Munoz, that's who it was. Barry Zito from San Diego, Oakland A's, Cy Young Award winner, World Series champ with the San Francisco Giants musician. Great singer, was just on The Masked Singer and did a terrific job. We're going to bring that back for you coming up next. Ben Woods, San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
As more San Diego businesses reopen today after Governor Newsom giving the green light, other businesses under the Phase 3 pilot program are still waiting. That includes hair and nail salons and fitness centers.
This segment of Bennett Woods is brought to you by DuckDuckGo. Want the same internet but more privacy? DuckDuckGo's got you covered. They help millions of people like you get privacy online without any trade-offs. With one download, you can search and browse privately, avoiding trackers, all for free. DuckDuckGo, privacy simplifying. Here's what we're going to do, Woods. We're going to come back. We're going to have Barry Zito,
yeah,
our Zoom call with the Cy Young Award winner from San Diego, just on The Masked Singer, then Flubs of the Week, and then we're done. Done for a long weekend. All comes right after this check of traffic on 97.3 The Fan with Kelly Danning.
Stop on 805 at Murray Ridge. You're going to find the three right lanes blocked, all due to a rollover accident. Looks like they are still clearing that, and they're bringing in a sweeper to take care of some debris in the roadway as well. So you want to avoid that South 805. Might be a good idea. Again, that crash, Murray Ridge, three right lanes are blocked. Also, traveling on the eastbound 8 at Mission Gorge Road, just before it, we're getting reports of a stalled car that is in the center defined. And another stall reported westbound 54 right at the 805 appears to be blocking that right lane. I'm Kelly Dunn with Ben and Woods, San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
I guess we could call this Cy Young Lefty Week on Ben and Woods. Earlier, we talked to Tom Glavine. It's a pretty good theme if you're going to have one. And joining us now on our SDCCU fan hotline is San Diego's own Barry Zito. Barry, it is a pleasure to have you on Ben and Woods here on 97.3 The Fan. How you doing, man?
I'm doing great, man. How are you?
We're good. We're excited to have you on. So obviously people have been seeing what you've been up to a little bit with the show, The Masked Singer. But just first of all, this pandemic, you know, being at home, staying home, everything that's going on, how's that been treating you?
Oh, you know, it's been good. I mean, we had a baby in late February, so we kind of went into quarantine anyways, and then the quarantine hit about 2 weeks later. So you know, for me, it hasn't been a huge change just because I work from home in the studio I'm in right now, and so, you know, love my family time, love my music time. So you know, I just feel fortunate that we haven't really had anyone in our family affected but yet, right? We're just not sure what this thing looks like.
Well, congrats, number one, on the new edition. Found out we were pregnant with number two right when this thing was started. I'm sure you remember the first trimester. It's a lot of nausea. It's waking up at 1 o'clock in the morning. And that was a bit of a challenge, but I think symbolically we're all coming through it right now. But man, thanks again for your time. You're always one of my favorites to watch. That staff that you guys had in Oakland was just, we had Tom Glavine on from the Braves, and we were talking about, of course, that staff. But you guys with Tim Hudson and Mark Mulder and you as well, I mean, it was as dirty as it got. That was, how much fun was that to be a part of?
You know, it was really fun. I think looking back, you know, I wish I would have appreciated it more at the time because I had just come up. And so to come up to a team that was just, you know, going to the playoffs every year, I think 4 or 5 years straight, you know, it just, I didn't know any different, you know. And then when I went to San Francisco and we didn't get to the playoffs for a few years, you know, it really made me appreciate all that.
not everybody gets to have that second act in Major League Baseball, part of something so special in Oakland. What was that time then like for you in San Francisco, where you had the opportunity to win a World Series there, especially in 2012 when you were really an integral part of the postseason roster and, you know, beat Justin Verlander in the World Series? Kind of go through that second part of your career for us.
Yeah, I look at both sides of the bay for me as almost two different people. And it's kind of fresh in my head because I just wrote this book about really what I valued as a person when I was growing up. And I never had a foundation for anything that was important to me beside baseball. So baseball really defined my identity of if I was a good person or a bad person. And that changed every 5 days depending on my performance. And so when I went to San Francisco and got this huge contract, I started really pitching for approval and to, you know, validate my own self-worth, really. I mean, it's, you know, it's kind of weird to say it, but eventually that paradigm broke. And I finally found something more important than baseball, which for me was God. And ironically, that set my baseball kind of on a much better path. And so I got to help the team win a World Series after getting left off of a World Series roster 2 years previous, you know, in 2010. And I think it was just a huge life lesson for me. And when we take things too seriously and care too much, they're usually going to go wrong.
That's actually really good advice. We're talking to Barry Zito here on Ben and Woods this morning. And obviously, music has always been in your life. It's always been something that you did. And I, you know, what's the old adage that every ball player, you know, wants to be an actor and musician, and every actor and musician wants to be a ball player.
Yeah.
But you're like, you're good. You're a good musician. There are plenty of bad ones out there, but you're like really, really good. That's and we watched your video from the Masked Singer. And I'm like, how does he not get through? Like, how did you feel about not getting through?
I didn't actually know. I mean, they keep Masked Singer on lockdown, dude. Like on that set. I mean, I had no idea who anybody was. Obviously nobody does,
right.
But even more than that, like I couldn't even hear anybody's performance. The only time I heard any of the other characters sing is when I was right backstage about to go on for my rehearsal or my performance. But even then they kept everything muffled so that even behind stage, you couldn't really hear. So I had no idea if I did good or bad. I was, to be honest, I was kind of shocked every week that I was making it through. Cause I learned to not have too much of an ego and just do your best. But, that actually worked really well for me. I was shocked I made it to the top four. And when I just watched the show last week, I was like, I didn't think I was like clearly better than the other ones, but I was like, I mean, debatably, I could have made it through. You know, I don't know.
Not debatably.
I had like a fake guitar up there and I was like, you know, I had these big gloves on. I was trying to play guitar, but.
So crazy. How did that come about? They just asked you and you said, yeah, sure, I'm in.
No, they asked me last December and my wife and I, you know, we knew we were due in late March. And so my first thing was like, okay, what does the timing look like? Cause we got a baby coming. And so the way that it was going to shoot timing wise still left us about a month before our baby came. And so I agreed to do it. I just knew it was going to be, I mean, my initial reaction was, no, I'm not doing this. I'm going to look like an idiot. You know, I watched Antonio Brown get eliminated on his first song when he performed. And I'm like, dude, I'm an athlete too. Like I was a former athlete. I don't want to like go out like that. But you know, I just made it through that first round and I was like, this is a win. I can't believe I did it. And then it just kept going and going. And I think the rhino costume was super cool too. Like people, it was just huge and it kind of looked really cool. And I had this pilot outfit on. So I feel like that had a lot to do with why I got through every round.
Barry, you came from a showbiz family kind of growing up, but ended up going into baseball. What was that dynamic like? And I mean, how did you kind of decide which direction you were going to go? How did your parents kind of impact that with you? And I know that's kind of what led you to Randy Jones, who we all know, obviously, here in San Diego as part of your baseball career. Talk about that kind of growing up.
Yeah, for me, growing up in a musical family, ironically, no athletes, no, you know, never saw my mom and dad at the gym once my entire life, you know. But my father told me to not go into music. He said, music is a very, very difficult field to, you know, make a living in. He said, so if you master three pitches in baseball, however, they will send scouts to the end of the earth to find you. Like, and in music, you got to go bang on everyone's door, even if you're the best next thing. So, and by that point, I already loved the game. I really had an affinity for it. I think it was 6 or 7 when I first set foot on a field. But he saw that. And so he just developed that. And even though he was a former jazz musician with Nat King Cole and all these great things, he was actually a talent manager after he was a jazz musician. So he knew how to really, you know, milk those ingredients and get everything nice and, you know, as good as it can be for a performer.
Yeah, being a musician is really hard. So just go be a pro baseball player. Okay, Dad, no problem. Like, let me get these pitches. I got a 2-year-old in there, and I'm like, all right, baseball or music? Because I'm exact same thing. But it's great, man. We're talking to Barry Zito here on Ben and Woods. Speaking of Randy Jones, obviously very beloved here in San Diego, very beloved by our show. Two of us have had a chance to go out and play fantasy camp, and Randy's out there, and he's the commissioner, and he barks at you the whole time. And he's just the best dude ever. What was it like working with him, and when did you start? How old were you?
Yeah, I started working with Randy when I was 12, and I remember I grew up right in La Mesa, right off the 8 highway there. And so we would take that back to Poway through the back roads, through the mountains. And so we would go every week. My parents would spend $50 a lesson. I remember this. And they couldn't afford, we didn't have any money. My father didn't work. I think he blew all his money from when he was like some big famous musician. And my mother was a pastor in a church. So we didn't have much, man. And so every week we'd go $50, and Randy would be spitting his tobacco on my brand new cleats that I would get, telling me to do it right, lefty, let's go. You know, and for 4.5 years, I worked with Randy in his backyard every week. And, you know, I would come home and analyze. My dad would videotape the lesson. Then we'd come home and analyze the lesson. I would take notes, right? And then I would do all that for the next week. So it was very methodical the way we approached it.
And at what point did you say to him, you couldn't even throw over 80. Stop criticizing.
Man, I topped out at 81 when I was a senior in high school. I went to USDHS Uni, which is now Cathedral. But yeah, I had this big curveball from the time I was 7, but I never threw hard. But I could also never get any movement on my fastball. I was dead straight. I don't care if it was a two seamer. And so when I started working out and changed my mechanics a little bit going into college, and I picked up about 12 mile an hour in 8 months. And so right, you know, at that point at UC Santa Barbara, I was like, okay, 93, 94, now maybe I can, the major league sounds like a possibility. And so that's kind of when it all changed for me.
You know, you brought up UCSB. You played the game where you went one college, then you transferred JC so you could get drafted again.
Yeah.
And then the USC, obviously, we ended up as a first round pick. With the changes they're doing to the draft this year, only 5 rounds, how do you think that could have impacted you? And what do you think's going on for, you know, kids right now who are high school seniors, college juniors, you know, the different process that's going to be going on this season?
I have no idea that they just changed this. What are you talking about? 5 rounds?
Yeah.
Yeah, how do they even fill up the minor league rosters with that?
They're not going to. They're not going to have short season ball or anything. I mean, they're not going to have any minor leagues this year with the pandemic. So it's pretty
really?
Crazy, actually. Yeah. It's a completely different process this year.
Oh, I got to throw a Google down. Okay, that's crazy. Well, I mean
– well, it was my next question of saying, so how involved in the game are you still today?
No, I feel awkward on these interviews because sometimes people are like, so what do you think that the players and what was his name? Ian Snell and
Blake Snell,
like,
yeah.
Hold on. Give me 2 minutes to Google and I'll have an answer. No, I'm pretty insulated, man. I've been waiting to go into music my whole life. So, you know, I get to do that. But I still love the game. And huh?
You have a baby. Like, this is – no one has time. You have a baby. This is what
we got,
you do.
Yeah. So. We got a 5-year-old, a 2-year-old, and a baby, all 3 boys. Yeah. So we're pretty loaded up.
No chance.
I wish that baseball was on TV, though. I will tell you one thing. Baseball, when it's on, like in the living room, it's just cathartic. Like hearing just the commentator in that calm tone. I mean, we have a AAA team here in Nashville, and I'm actually part of an advisory board to help bring a team to Nashville because I think we need one. But, you know, we need baseball, man, right now more than ever.
So then from a very casual fan perspective, now that I know where we're coming
yes.
from, do you have some favorites nowadays, you know, pitchers that you still enjoy watching and enjoy, you know, in the modern game?
I do. You know, I definitely have the people that I love. What is his name? Chris, Tampa Bay.
Archer.
Oh, I love him. Love him. So nasty. Just like the attitude. You know, I just have certain guys that I just love to watch. Let's see, who else do I love to watch? I mean, Sonny Gray, who, you know, I played with Sonny, but good guy. But I just love to watch Sonny do his thing. Yeah, there's guys that I love. Buster Posey, I mean, he's just the all-time, you know, he's the all-time guy and player.
I'd like to take this moment to invite Barry Zito into my fantasy league because I think it could be easy money this year. I think I could take his money this year.
Yeah, no, I need to pick up one of those magazines and
he hasn't heard of cramming. Walker Buehler yet, so you're probably okay.
Walker Buehler, yeah. That guy reminds me of Walker. Tim Lincecum with like the seven pieces of hair on his upper lip, yep, but he's throwing 98.
That's him.
Former teammate. Well, man, we really enjoyed you, the Masked Singer. You know,
keep awesome.
The music thing. Good luck with the baby. And we really appreciate you spending a few minutes with us. This was really cool of you to do.
Yeah, thanks, man.
That was our first ever Zoom interview, wasn't
it? Yeah, it sounded pretty good.
I've been doing that for Channel 10 a lot, Zoom interviews, but first one we did all together. And I thought, yeah, it worked out pretty well. It was fun to see him.
Yeah, it was cool.
While we were doing the interview, to see him reacting, it actually changes the dynamic.
It really does. Yeah, I liked it.
But, yeah, he was just cool. Good guy.
Down to earth, man. Very centered. You know, what's that like? Got to be good to be.
We'll figure it out.
Got to feel good to be, like, happy and content.
All right. Paul says we got to get to it because we got a long list. Adding some new ones this week. I had a very rough week. Usually near the end, we get all the new ones. It is time. As Ben and Woods head into a four-day weekend for our Flubs of the Week.
Yes.
This fun-filled day, an opportunity for dogs and dog lovers to have a tail-wagging good time, big-time college basketball, as it were. We have a concert prize package. Pair of tickets to see Sammy Hagar with Whitesnake.
With who?
Whitesnake.
Oh, my God. Another one.
But, yeah, massage table still waiting for Matt Vaskirjian. And Flubs of the Week.
A lot of Padres fans have said, hey, can we lock Fernando Tatis Jr. up long-term already?
Sorry, Todd.
Feels good to get back to our regular stuff. Of course, the Rival Report continues. Day or shine? Night or day?
Day or shine? You're going to Princeton, you're graduating, and they say, hey, your commencement speaker is none other than...
What's a commencement?
Damn it.
Every year now, Jace Tingler, he may be a whisperer.
Yeah. What is a whisperer?
Give Ballast Point a try once over again. No, it's a flub.
God.
It's a flub just in time for our Flubs of the Week. Give Ballast Point a try once and over again. I don't even know what I'm trying to say. Just have a beer. It's Ben and Woods on San Diego's number one sports leader.
What?
Something. 97.3 The
Paul,
Fan.
That's a...
I've been up, done them in Arizona and Tucson. I went to Honda, Anaheim Honda Center.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. This is what Robert... Robert, Robert, Tom, oh, Tom, boy. Robert.
Because my house is an insane asylum. That's a giant glove.
What you should be watching while you're stuck at home during our coronavirus. Never mind. By the way, SDCC remains open. Rest assured, your funds are federal. Yeah. Dave Softy Mahler in Seattle as we do a coronavirus check-in.
Sound bad altogether.
In our tournament of drops, Woods got the last lead at made eight man.
You know, whenever Michael Jordan, should mention Scottie Pippen along with him.
What
did you say?
Did you just say
what? What was that?
Our remote broadcasting location where we intend to come from you. With you, every morning.
All right, everybody, get your heads right. You know, it is a Wednesday morning. That's an auspicious start.
Good God.
We will talk a little Tom Brady. Tom Howard Stern. Tom Brady. Paul Reindel back in our haunted Intercom Empire Studios.
Well, the protesters all got into their cars.
All right, it is 6 o'clock in the morning.
It is what?
6 o'clock in the morning. Oh, I know we have to move on because morning. They're promising no price increases. They're giving extra discounts for
sign me up.
Souvenirs and food. Callers, hold on. 888-233-4768-5-9. Where he had just been living out his quarantine, saying it felt like a tropical paradise.
What is a tropical paradise, by the way?
Yeah, joining us right now on our SDCs. Just try to take that one a little. Those two teams, in their minds, clearly, neck and shoulder above the rest of the AFC. It's okay to leave your house for essential needs. And what players really, what their mindset should be right now. Going until 9 o'clock, Jim Rome, got Coach John Tutera.
Yes!
Coach John Tutera. And as we get ready for summer, We're going to do some outdoor grilling, I think, with the Memorial Day weekend coming up a week from today. If you'd like to win a $500 gift card to... And we'll play baseball as soon as fans are available, you know, available to return to the stands. Able to return to the stands. With one download, you can search and browse privately, avoiding trackers, all for free. First, let's check traffic on 97.3 The Fan. Here's Kelly Danning.
Their beat writer, Ian Brown from MLD.
That's all, folks.
Those new additions are top notch.
A lot of those come before 6 in the morning.
Yes.
I just, my brain is not fired up.
Take. Oh, my God.
All right, brilliant. Let's go through the ones from this week again.
Yes, please.
And as we get ready for summer, we're going to do some outdoor grilling, I think, with the Memorial Day weekend coming up a week from today.
That was during a spot, wasn't it?
More Memorial Day.
Yes.
If you'd like to win a $500 gift card to... If you'd like...
The give-up, it kills me every single time.
The give-up murders me.
And we'll play baseball as soon as fans are available to return to the stands. Able to return to the stands. With one download, you can search and browse privately, avoiding trackers, all for free. Go privacy simplified.
And then this is from today that we never addressed.
Kelly Danny.
First, let's check traffic on 97.3 The Fan. Here's Kelly Danny.
Kelly Danny's an all-timer for me right now.
Careful,
Kelly
Danny. After a long weekend, I may come back so rested and ready to go. There could be no flubs at all next week.
I'll take my chances.
Perfect
on that
week.
One.
Everybody, thank you so much. Thanks for not being too mad at us for taking a day off tomorrow.
Yep.
We'll be back on Monday after.
Nope.
Safe
Tuesday.
Tuesday.
We'll be back Tuesday.
It's a flub.
Yeah.
Paul Reindl, executive producer for Woodsy. I'm Ben. Have a great one, everybody. San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.